In 2 weeks, the city of St. Louis will decertify its school system. The district is Missouri's largest, and as Adam Allington of member station KWMU reports, students, teachers, and staff are heading into a period of uncertainty.
It's early in the morning, and the students in Paul April's history class are peppering them with questions, not about their homework, but about what will happen when the state takes control of the district's 103 public schools.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, guys. I know there have been some rumors about Central moving to Soldan. That's not true.
On June 15th, the state will revoke the district's accreditation and hand control of the school system to a three-member transitional board for an undetermined length of time. The CEO of the new board now heads a local home building company. Most teachers say the situation reminds them of a New York-based turnaround firm the city hired 5 years ago to get the underperforming district back on track.
Well, it didn't work. They came in and they said, well, you know, we've cut $100 million. Okay. Did achievement improve? Absolutely not.
William Ribori is the associate dean of the Department of Educational Leadership at St. Louis University. He says the experience with the turnaround company reflects a popular way of thinking, that what education really needs is a little dose of corporate accountability. The notion gets little traction among teachers and administrators in St. Louis. In fact, most are downright hostile to the idea. Current school board member Donna Jones summed up the situation this way.
There's going to be a fight. We're going to fight all the way.
In fact, there was a fight, or more like a riot, in the state capital, Jefferson City, when student protesters disrupted a meeting of the State Board of Education. Before you knew it, someone shoved a police officer who then chased a student out of the building before cuffing and macing him in the midst of a panicked crowd. Some schools in St. Louis are pretty bad, with graduation rates lower than 40%. But it's not like every school here is underperforming. In fact, Newsweek ranked St. Louis's Metro High as the best public school in the state. Still, when it comes to sending one's kids to a district the state says is failing, well, many parents think twice. Again, William Ribori.
Even though, if I'm accredited today and I'm not accredited tomorrow, what has changed in that classroom? Nothing. On the other hand, there is a stigma.
My daughter here?
One of those families weighing their future in the district is the O'Briens. Hannah O'Brien is a first grader at Kennard Classical Junior Academy, a gifted and talented school on the city's south side. After school, she goes to a latchkey program until her parents pick her up. When Hannah's father, Darren, and I show up, she and several classmates have stained their faces orange with Cheeto dust.
I could just eat the whole world if it was Cheeto.
O'Brien says so far he's happy with his daughter's education, but is concerned about her future if the district continues to slide when she moves into middle and high school.
I'm extremely anxious. I'm anxious about if we stay next year and things are really bad and get worse, then what do we do?
Once a school district loses accreditation, its graduates are sometimes discriminated against when they apply for college. As for enrollment, just how many students St. Louis stands to lose remains to be seen. Administrators say that makes it nearly impossible to lay out a budget and assign staff for the upcoming school year. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.